Hello and welcome to Elim Church, Swanley. You're joining myself, Reverend Ben Cooper, for today's podcast.
Yeah, good morning, world, wherever you are today. Thank you so much for joining this online church service, coffee and prayer, wherever you are across the world. We thank you so much. May God bless you and strengthen you. You are joining us here at Elim Church, coffee and prayer, this online church streaming service. We thank you so much for keeping with us through lockdown. We thank you for everybody listening to the podcast that get pushed out weekly, a week later than we do this live stream. So good morning to everybody on social media. Thank you. We can see people coming on. Good morning. Good morning. We hope you are well in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are just gathering as we always gather, the online church. We praise God for your life. We thank you so much. We are going to take communion in about 40 minutes time. If you hear any unusual noises, it will be the builders in the background. There is a lot of activity. We have moved pod rooms up to the front of the church, you can see. So there is a bit of reverberation off the walls from the sound. There is a bit of echo, so we apologise for any unusual noises through the podcast, through this recording. And we are just trying to keep this moving. But if you could see what was happening outside the other side of these walls, you'd probably gather the reason why we're making so much noise. But we just, this is raw. This is raw, live. There is nothing edited. There is nothing added in. You know, we haven't just come out of the makeup room. You can see that because, oh, dear me. But we're gathered for prayer this morning. And his name is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he is the King of Kings. Mm-hmm. And he is the Lord of Lords. Yes. And yes, Lord. I believe this morning, I believe that there are miracles before our eyes. There are miracles. We had a great testimony come in yesterday of the power of prayer when a church gathers for prayer and someone sends in and asks for prayer for a son in their life. And then suddenly we get the feedback later on that there was a miracle. And we thank God. Miracles happen. We want to encourage every one of you, wherever you are today, that miracles happen. Never give up. Wherever you are, I pray right now that you will be guided into paths of righteousness. And if you're tired this morning, if you're weary this morning, if you're run down this morning, never give up. Never give up. You know, we got things coming out through political areas and certain things are happening within the structure of the framework of the wider church. But I really believe that God is speaking to the remnant. I really believe God is moving very powerfully. And I just want to read from Psalm 62 before we dive into prayer. And I thank God for the podcasters that are listening out there, that everyone that listens on in the world of podcasts, Buzzsprout, Spotify and all their major platforms, iHeartRadio. And I thank God for all those that we can see at this very moment in time that are jumping online. Thank you so much for joining us. We just had a bit of a preamble there, a bit of rambling, but now I'm going to read from the scripture. So welcome this morning to online church. Thank you so much for joining us wherever you are across this beautiful globe that God has put into being. Do not worry about what the climate is doing. Do not worry about what governments are doing. Do not worry about what the world is doing. Just be focused on the Word of God. Just seek him like never before. Just drill into the Word of God. Rest in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because he cares for us. I cast my burdens onto him because he cares for us. So wherever you are, wherever you are, cast your cares onto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Wherever you are today, keep in the Word of God. Wherever you are today, never, ever give up because God has chosen you. God has delivered you. God is healing you. God is strengthening you. God is stretching you as well. God takes us to the brink, and sometimes it feels that there is no way back from a situation, that we're never going to make it, that we're never going to see this miracle that we've been praying for a week, for an hour, for a month, for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, for four, for five, for ten, however it is, keep praying. We never give up. We never say, that's it, I'm done. My mind does that to me, but I know. And you guys know at this very moment in time, sometimes we might throw our P45 out of the pram, throw our toys out of the pram and say, Jesus, I'm done, I'm out of here. But you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. Sometimes your mind makes your lips say some crazy things. But we are blood washed. Yeah. We are sanctified. We are children of the living God. Wherever you are at this moment, whether you're listening to this live stream service with your headphones on, commuting into work, whether you're cleaning, listening to this, whether you are working, wherever you on the scaffold, whether you're in a van, whether you're in a car, whether you're at home, whether you're the lone parent, just got this on in the background on YouTube, Twitter or Facebook or whatever platform it may be, we're having church together. We're having church. This is church. So we thank God that we're able to gather and never give up. So yes. Praise be to God. Let's dive straight in. Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Mm-hmm. Father, you are the living God. And this morning, the online church, those listening to the podcast, this raw church service that's going out across the world, Father, we believe in miracles. Yes. We believe that our soul finds rest in God. We believe that my salvation, our salvation, comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We believe in the power of the Word of God. We believe in the richness of the Word of God. We believe in the purity of the Word of God. We believe in the foundational principles of the Word of God. We believe from Genesis to Revelation. My soul finds rest in God. I rest in my God this morning. Yes. I rest in my King this morning. Mm-hmm. I press in the name of Jesus. We are children of the living God. And this morning, Lord, my soul, I pray, Lord, for anyone that feels very gritty this morning. Lord, I pray for anyone that feels disturbed this morning. I pray, Lord, for anyone that has mental health issues, Lord. I pray for anyone that is struggling, dear God, in the name of Jesus. The Lord, that just feel very unwell, that feel very run down, that feel very pressed away, Lord, from what is going on in their life. I just ask you, Father, that you will stretch out that glorious hand of yours. Father, yes, that you will stretch out, Lord. And I thank you that that person, Father, is grafted in. Lord, that that person is saved. So, Lord, we thank you for our salvation. Mm. But, Lord, we want to go deeper in the love of Christ.
Yes.
Father, we want to go deeper in our walk with you. Father, we want to go deeper in our relationship with you. Father, we want to travel further with you. Lord, we don't want to be in religion. We don't want to be caught in denominational skirmishes. Father, we don't want to get caught in politics in church. We don't want to get caught in politics, Father God, in the world. We don't want to get caught in religious dogma. Lord, we want to know, Father God, that we are free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. So this morning, Psalm 62, verse 1 through to 2. Truly my soul finds rest in God. Lord, I pray for the sisters and brothers online today that their soul finds rest in you. Lord, that your presence, Father, is giving them strength. Your glory, Father, is resting over them. Father, thank you that you will not share your glory with no one. But Lord, our salvation comes from you. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You are our God. You are the God of Israel. You are the great I Am. And this morning, our sisters and our brothers, as they watch this, as they listen to this, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are leading them, that salvation comes from you alone. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, we thank you that truly he is my rock and my salvation. Father, the psalmist, he writes twice in such a short concession of how salvation comes from our God. Salvation does not come from the church. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation does not come from religion. Thank you, Lord. Salvation comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if we want to get theologically involved in this conversation or this prayer, yes, we understand that Christ is the head of the church. But you know what I'm referring to, the worldly church, the man's church. Salvation does not come from any human being. Salvation comes from the God of Israel. It is a gift. You have been given a gift. And just remember this morning, doesn't matter what you've gone through, doesn't matter what you're facing, doesn't matter how you feel, you have been given a gift, and the gift is salvation. That is the most precious gift that anyone can have in their life. You have been gifted with the gift of salvation. And it says in Psalm 62, verse 2, truly, he is my rock. God is your rock. Christ is your fortress. The Word is the way. He's a way maker. He's the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. And it says, truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Thank you, Jesus. You will never be shaken. You will never be beaten. You will never be pressed down. The enemy is trying to mess with your mind, but my God, the God of Israel that created you and me, is with you. Wherever you are today, never give up. Keep focused. Keep strong. Do not allow the enemy to cloud your vision. Do not allow the enemy to try to snatch your coat. that blessing that you are carrying, Joseph's coat, the blessing, Joseph's tunic, the blessing from the Father. You have been blessed from the Father. You are a daughter of the living God. You are a son of the living God. You are chosen. You are blessed beyond human measure. It doesn't matter if there is a famine. It doesn't matter if the shelves are looking bare in the supermarkets. It doesn't matter if the universal credit is kicking you out. It doesn't matter about any earthly thing. What is most important is that we clearly understand that we are children of the living God and we are saved, blood washed, sanctified. You are a child of the living God. The systems will fail us because system of this world has been created by Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's system only works for the elite. It only works for them. You are not a slave to the system. You are a slave to righteousness. You have been bought with a price, and the price is the blood of Jesus, Spirit of the living God. We are free this morning. Us three here are free this morning. Everybody online, everybody listening to this podcast, this live stream service, we are free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. Yes, my soul finds rest in God.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 5 of Psalm 62, Amen. My hope comes from Him. Never give up. Press into hope. Press into faith. Press into the love of God. Perfect love casts out all fear. We will not live by fear. We will not allow our mortal bodies, we will not allow this physical body to be driven by what Lucifer wants. We will not allow the press of the enemy. The enemy can bring the hammer down, but our God will smash the hammer as it comes through.
Yes,
the enemy can fire as many arrows as he likes, the arrows of fear, the arrows of doubt. But let me tell you very clearly, God loves you. Let me tell you that you are saved. Let me tell you that the word of God is resided in you. Let me tell you, you are chosen. You did not decide. I did not decide to follow Jesus, as that song says. But Jesus chose you and Jesus chose me. The Father in heaven that said, let there be light. The Father that put the stars in the heavens. The God of Israel chose every one of us, because the scripture tells us, before the foundations of the world, I knew
Amen,
you.
Lord. Yes,
Lord. While and before you was in your mother's womb, I knitted you together, not by a biological performance, not by science, not by a mother or a father's planning and will, but by the will of the Father.
Amen.
You are created.
Amen.
You are blessed. You are a daughter of the living God, and God has your life. You are a son of the living God, and God has your life. Be hopeful. Be hopeful. Never, 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 never worry anymore. But Pastor Ben, it's easy to say that. I understand. I clearly understand. I'm probably the biggest worrier about all of us online, all these hundreds of people that watch and listen. I'm probably the biggest worrier, so I'm speaking and praying and referring to myself before anybody else this morning. But Lord, I thank you that worry has been extracted.
Amen.
Lord, like a bad tooth, the root has to be taken out. So Lord, take Amen. The root out of any one of us, Father, that has a root of worry, a root of temptation, a root of doubt, a root of arrogance, a root of pride, a root of knowledge,
yes.
a root of unfamiliar spirits. Come, Lord. Oh, God. But, Lord, we believe. We believe that salvation comes
yes,
from one place and one place only,
Amen.
From the Father.
Mm.
And as our two brothers will lead us and continue in this service this morning, I pray that by the end of this online service today, you will feel the fire of God. You will feel the presence of
yes,
God.
Amen.
You will find the peace of God, and you will find that your soul finds rest in God. God bless you, Don. God bless you, Andy, as they lead us and take us further into this service this morning. And wherever you are across planet Earth, you hold on to that word of God. You were chosen. Your destiny is before you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful God.
I have a couple of words and readings today. about the power of God's word in my own personal life as well. Not just on the flesh, the word of God says that its effect is on our flesh, our bone and marrow, and our soul and the spirit. And Lord, this one is more about the soul and the spirit than the bone and the flesh. But these are two powerful readings about the word of God, about the power of the word of God.
Amen.
In our lives, the power, sheer power of God's word in our lives. And this is one of the words I'd like to read you. I'm reading out the New Living Translation today. It's easy to get on the desk here. And it's from Hebrews. I can't remember the verse now. Hebrews 6, that's it. Hebrews 6, verse 20. I'm going to start reading from verse 16. Actually, when people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it.
Amen.
And without any question, the oath is binding. God also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. I love that word. Never change his mind. So God has given us both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because, this is the one, it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can take new courage, for we can hold on to his promise with confidence.
Yes, Lord.
What a word. What a word. Every word we read, God has taken an oath.
Come on, Jesus.
God has made a promise to us. He's taken an oath, made a promise, and that promise says that God cannot lie. All these things that God teaches us and gives to us are true. And they will come to pass, and they have come to pass a lot in my life. Whenever I get those moments of doubt, when I start re-examining this and re-examining that and stuff like that, I come back to this word. God's give a promise, give an oath. For what I'm reading is truth. Because it's impossible for God to speak anything but the truth. And that has been like a... It says down here, this confidence is like a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, that is what it's been in my life. Through all the storms, through everything, that anchor, Lord, that what I'm reading, what I'm listening to, what you're ministering to me is absolute truth.
Yes, Lord.
From the living God. Nothing can break his word. It is unchangeable. And that's the word that Jesus spoke. And that's the word I believe in, Lord. And I don't understand it. Far from that. But I believe it because it's true. And there's one other word I'd like to take you to. It's in Matthew. You'll know it straight away. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. And it's a word that's done so much in my life. It's a word that when I was I was considering God, a cheeky thing to say, but I was considering, I was viewing, I was beginning to believe. But this is the word that anchored me to God. I just could not resist any longer when I read this. And I'm going to read it to you. It's,
come on.
Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle. And you will find rest for your souls. Oh, Lord, that's what I was searching for. I didn't even know I was searching for that.
True.
I found it in this word. For my yoke fits perfectly, and my burden I give you is light.
Yeah,
who could resist that? What a deal. What a deal. What? I could not resist you any longer, Lord. And Lord, and that was the word that brought me to you. And I pray this, Lord, let this word minister to every heart, every trembling heart, Lord. All the fears and all the troubles and all the doubts, let this word enter and dwell in them as it did in me. Let it comfort and set free from lies and religion. Let it blow away and keep away every fear and worry Ben's talking about. By bringing this truth into our very spirits, let it be right now, Lord. Let it be right now. Let it happen right now as yes, we're reading Father. It out on air. Let it happen now, Lord. Lord, not waiting for, but let it happen right this moment in Jesus' name, Lord. So we come right in. And Matthew 7:7 says, ask me. Oh, Lord, how many times in the Bible does it say that, ask me? That's what praying is, simply asking God. So we asked you, Lord, we asked you to come and bless.
Thank
come
you,
and
Holy
bring
Spirit.
Relief, Lord. Come and blow away religion. Come and blow away all those theories and things like that, Lord. Let's just rest on what it said there in Hebrews 6, verse 20, down there, that it says that God cannot lie. This word is got God's oath on it. It's got his promise in it. And nothing can change it. Nothing. There is nothing in existence can do anything about God's word. It has power over all things. It's uncontestable, unchallengeable, word of God. Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that our lives are built upon your word, Lord.
Yeah.
Are built upon your son,
oh, yes,
Father
Lord.
God. That word of life, Father God, that brought me to life. When I thought I was at it all made until that death of my mum, Lord, and it made me reconsider what this life is all about. What was it all about, Lord? How could I get happy? How could I have peace when it could just suddenly come to an end?
Thank you,
and
Father.
I don't know anything about what happens to a person. Lord, you taught me everything. But this word, Lord, this word you gave me, this word you put in me, Father God, has seen me through everything. Nothing.
Yes,
it's unfallible, Lord.
Mm.
It's infallible. Lord, and I just pray now in Jesus' name that for all those who are considering, all those who are trembling with fear, all those who are confused,
Lord.
All those who are relying on their knowledge, it says knowledge will change.
Come on.
But the truth will never. And that's what we've got here. We've got the truth. And nothing can ever change it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father God, we pray, sweep that knowledge aside. You said, study for knowledge, pray for wisdom. Lord, and we say all to all those things, knowledge and all those stuff, Lord, we bring in the word of God, Father. Bring in the word of God. It's infallible. And it teaches us the beginning and the end. It tells us the conclusion to our lives, to all those who love you, Father God, and it gives us peace inside. It also, this week we've heard of, I've personally, three miracles. I've got one going on at home right
yeah.
at this moment.
Miracles.
Something I've been praying for ages and ages and ages. Suddenly it's coming true in my own heart.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I just thank you for that. So it's not just what God does on our flesh, but it's more what he does in our spirits, Father God. How you renew, how you refresh us, Lord. Now you revive us, Lord. And your word is completely dependable, Lord. It may not come in the order we expect it to, but, Lord, it certainly does come. It's sure and certain, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for this word. We pray that you will minister it into the hearts of everyone now, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Come, Lord. In the stillness, Father. Just rest in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's interesting, Don, that you referred to Hebrews and Hebrews 6:19 is a key verse. It's been a key verse for me since I was a teenager because those words in there, I think... The NIV refers to them as words that have been translated from the King James Version, which says sure and steadfast.
Amen. Yeah.
But it's now in the NIV as firm and secure.
Yeah.
And in fact, sure and steadfast is the motto of the Boys Brigade. That's where they take their motto from.
Oh.
Sure and steadfast.
Mm, yeah.
And it was through the BB that I became a Christian.
Praise the Lord.
And all those years ago, I think I was something like 15, and I can confirm that God has never left me all those years ago, because
yes,
I'm pretty old now. So, but God has been with me, and that motto, sure and steadfast, Hebrews 6:19 has always been there in the background, because God is sure, and his steadfast love never ceases.
We love
his steadfast love never ceases, and he's been with me. What's on my heart this morning as we sat here praying is those people who just reject God altogether. And I've encountered a few of those over the last week or so. Just an outright no. And in fact, my heart really grieves for those who just are not interested. And I just pray for all those folk, Lord, who are just not interested in who you are, not interested in the fact that you are their creator, not interested that you sent your son to die for them so that they could have life, life eternal. I just ask Holy Spirit. Yes. I know it's Holy Spirit. You call people to the Father.
Yes.
So we pray, Father, for a great awakening by your Spirit.
Yes.
That you will bring that revival that many are praying for. Been praying for years that you will bring revival to our land here. That you will bring revival in the offices of power, in Parliament, that you will come and just change people's lives.
Yes, Lord.
That they will realise that.
Thank you, Father.
It's if you're an MP, it's not you who govern, but it's Father God
who
governs all. So, Father, we just pray for our government this morning.
We lift them up, Lord.
We lift thank all our MPs. We pray for Boris, who's in America at the moment. We pray for all his ministers, that you will endow them with huge wisdom, Father. The wisdom that comes from your word. We pray, Father, that you will meet with them as they lay down to sleep this evening, that you will meet with them in their dreams.
Yes, Father.
That they will have encounters with you.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what we want, Father. We want encounters, godly encounters.
Thank you, Spirit.
That they will turn to the living God.
Amen.
And we pray that for each one of us here in our churches, that we will have fresh encounters with you.
Yes, Lord.
That you will anoint us with the giftings that you have promised in your word. That when the Holy Spirit comes to live within us, that the promise is that we will be gifted. And we'll know, well, I think the three of us sitting around here this morning know what our giftings are.
Praise God.
We pray, Father, that Christians everywhere will be refreshed by your Spirit.
You, Lord,
and those who need that fresh anointing,
Father,
we pray for them now.
Yes,
so Father. We say, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill us afresh.
Yes, stir us today, Lord.
With that insight, Father, with the wisdom that you give.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, help us to go deeper into your word. And I just think about Jesus when he was here on this earth. Of course, it was a custom then, Father, for the young men and children would learn your word off by heart.
Yes, Father God.
Yeah.
And that's how they were so deep into your word. It lived within them. So help us to go deeper into your word.
Yes, Lord.
And I just think of I've got Isaiah 61 open here, which Jesus quoted when he went into the temple. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
Thank you for that, Lord.
To proclaim freedom for the captives.
Thank you, Jesus.
And release from darkness for the prisoners. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. And provide for those who grieve in Zion. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of gladness instead of mourning. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.
Yes, Father God.
And they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendour.
Yeah, Father, glory.
Yeah, Father, I'll just stop there. And for all those who are listening, just go and get your Bibles and open it at Isaiah 61. Read it for yourself. And inwardly digest it, take it on board, and just pray through those verses. And I think all of us sitting here this morning know someone who's mourning today, who've lost a loved one. We think of them. Father God, come and meet with them. Come and meet with them.
Yes, Lord.
So that despair will pass and there will be joy.
Come and meet with us,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Father, that all those who need a special touch from you today have been downhearted, have been desperate, who don't know where the next meal's coming from. Come and meet with them, Father. You are our provider, you are Jehovah Jireh.
Yes,
you know all of our needs. You know the innermost part of our thinking.
Yes, Father.
Even though we don't show it sometimes, what we're thinking, you know our despair. You know the very thoughts that just go on and on, turning around in our minds. But we can come to you. We can come and sit with you. You can take us by the hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you love us.
Because he loves us, says the Lord.
Yeah. And you loved us so much that, in fact, you died for each one of us. That painful death that you went through so that we could have life. And life in all its fullness, our word says. So we want life in all its fullness, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that that will be so today. For all those who are watching, that you will turn things around for them. You will turn things around so that they will know that you are for them. And your word says, if God is for us, who can be against us?
Yes, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Us? We can rely upon you. You are trustworthy. You are true. So we just thank you this morning that we can meet together, that we can pray. We can bring things to you, and we're pretty open this morning. What is on our minds? I just feel this morning also that we need to be strong. When we are weak, you can make us strong.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We need to be equipped. We look at those words in Ephesians 6 with the armour, that if we are going to be warriors for you, Lord, We need to put on the armour. We need to be equipped. So equip us in all situations where you put us, help us, equip us so that we know that you have our backs covered.
Yes, Father.
You have our backs. And we can stand shoulder to shoulder with you, shoulder to shoulder with our friends, our Christian brothers and sisters. And our shields can link together.
Amen.
So that the enemy cannot break through.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will stand fast. We will be sure and steadfast, firm and secure in your love. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sisters and brothers, wherever you are today, this is a deeper press today. We are going a little bit deeper, I feel, in my spirit than normal. God is leading us. God is leading us. And I feel that I've been brought back to Psalm 62, verse 8. 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times. Whatever is going on in your life, trust in him. It says, trust in him, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Wherever we are, wherever you are, trust in him at all times, you people. The scripture says in Psalm 62, verse 8, pour out your hearts to him. You know, you are saved. I am saved. Andy is saved. Donnie is saved. Glenn, that's not with us today, is saved. You guys online are saved. God is drawing. But I really believe this morning God is taking us deeper. I believe God is requiring us just to say, Father, take me deeper. Lord, I don't want to stay on the edge of the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, I want to go in. Lord, I want to go deeper today. Lord, I want my walk with you to be greater. Okay. Lord, I need clean hands and a pure heart. Lord, I pray, Father, for purity. I pray for holiness. I pray for all of us today, wherever and whoever we are, Lord, that you will take us deep into your presence, deeper into your holiness, deeper into your joy, deeper into our walk with you. Trust in him at all times. Lord, we are learning to trust in you. Lord, we're learning to walk very differently today. Lord, we are learning to lean into you today. Lord, we're learning to go deeper. Lord, we want more of you. Lord, we are not satisfied of how we feel. Lord, we feel quite gritty some days. Lord, we feel quite nervy. Lord, we want to go deeper. Lord, we don't want to stay on the fringe of Christianity. We don't want to hang on the edge of religion. Lord, we want to go. Lord, we want to go deep into your presence. Father, we want to go deep into your love. Father, we want to be drawn in, because sometimes, Lord, I feel that I can't get in by myself. Sometimes I feel not worthy. Sometimes I feel, Lord, a bit mucky, a bit gritty, a bit funny. But Lord, I need you to take me in. Lord, take any one of us in today, Lord, that is bold enough to say, Lord, I don't feel worthy, but Lord, I want to get in today. Lord, I want to get into your presence. I want to walk, Father God, with a pure heart and clean hands. I want to walk, Lord, with my mind that is focused on my God. Lord, I want to walk, Lord, that my heart is beating in rhythm with the God of Israel. Lord, I want, Lord, my heart to be beating in line with you. So, Lord, in all things, in all areas of life, Lord, I want to feel your breath. We want to feel the breath. We want to hear that, feel the breath of the God of Israel breathing, Father. We want to hear the Lion of Judah, the roar of our God. Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, Lord.
Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Shalom. God will provide. He will make a way. Yes. Take us deeper. Take us deeper, Lord. Father, we can't sit on the swing of Christianity, Lord, being rocked backwards and forwards, Father God. We want, dear God, walk by faith. Amen. Lord, we don't want to hang around with religious folk. Lord, we don't want to hang around, Lord, in areas of deadness. Father, we want to come out of Lazarus' tomb. Father, we don't want to lay, Lord, in this place, Father God, of religious rigor mortis. Father, we want to come out in the glory of God. Call us, Lord, from the tomb of despair. Call us from the tomb of anxiousness. Call us out of this Lazarus experience of religion and church, Father, and just the dread and just the stuff of life. Call us, Father, to walk deeper. We want to walk deeper. We want to go deeper. Father, we want to experience, Lord, your glory. Father, we want to experience that oneness, that true oneness, that our heart, Father, is so connected with the heart of the Father. Lord, this earth suit has caused too much trouble. Lord, the thinking has caused too much trouble. But Lord, take us. Take us deep today, Lord.
Yes.
Father, can we dare to pray a prayer? Lord, we want to be more like Jesus. We want to be more like Jesus, as the scripture says. Be Christ-like. Be Christ-like. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will strip me back further and further of this flesh, because this flesh is rotting. This flesh is finished. This flesh is over and done. This flesh, Lord, still wants to be revived. This flesh, Father, is tempted by the world. This flesh, Father God, is no good. But, Lord, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Take us, Father.
Yeah.
Father, take us deeper. Take us deeper, Lord, where we find, Lord, that place to say, I'll just wait here a while. I'll just experience 50-50 processing. But, Lord, I want complete surrender. And where I can't surrender, I need you to hold my hand and take me in.
Yes.
Lord, where I can't let go of worldly trappings, take me in. Lord, where the enemy's laid the snare out, Lord, cut the snare loose from my feet in the name of Jesus. You are the King of glory. Lord, we want to walk in purity. We want to walk, Lord, Father, in holiness. We want to walk in your glory. Yeah. We want to walk in your presence. We want to walk, Father God, in that pathway that has been carved out by the God of Israel, that has just breathed over the destiny of our life, Lord, that has just brought us out of the Lazarus experience. Lord, we want that stone to be rolled away. Lord, we want to hear the voice of our Christ calling. Children, come out. Son, daughter, come out of that tomb. Arise. Arise this morning, Father. We thank you that this sickness will not end unto death. Lord, that we are children of the living God. Lord, that there is no sickness in our house in the name of Jesus. There is no fear in our house, Lord. Father, the word of God, Father, is in every corner, every millimeter. Lord, your word is over us. Your word is in us. There is fire on our lives tonight, Lord, this moment, this second, this afternoon, this morning, wherever we are, whoever we are listening back to this, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, take us in. Take us deeper. Take us deeper, Lord. Lord, let us, Lord, draw us. Pull us. Get me there.
Thank you, Father.
Get me in. Get me in that deeper place. Assist me in my weakness. Guide me in my blindness. When my legs are weak and my body is tired, be the strength that I need, Lord. Be that wind in the sails, Father, to get this vessel moving across the lake, Lord, of stubbornness. Lord, be the wind in my sails, Lord, to get this vessel, Lord, breathe, Lord, upon my pride. Breathe over arrogance. Breathe over unforgiveness. Breathe over us today. And, Lord, blow everything away, Lord, that is of self, as is of the world. And breathe in our lungs. Lord, breathe in our lungs today. Father, expand our lungs with your word. Expand our lungs with your presence. Expand our lungs with your breath. Father, let our chest expand. Let us, Lord, feel our lungs breathing, working correctly. Lord, breathe in us today. Breathe over us today. Take us in today in the name of Jesus. Even though we walk through valleys, even though we walk through treacherous territory, Father, we will not, Father, be taken out. The psalmist says, even when I was about to fall, when I was pushed back, God caught me. God made a way. Father, take us in today. Brothers and sisters, we're coming to the table of remembrance. We're not here because the bishop has said, go for it, boys. We're not here because the pastor said, yeah, you can take it because I allow you to take it. We're not here because of religious purposes. We're here because we believe in Jesus. And wherever you are today, on planet Earth, get yourself some Ribena, get yourself some fruit juice, get yourself a bit of bread, get yourself a cracker, because we are about to take Holy Communion together. Mm-hmm. And it is a symbolic process that we are going through. Mm-hmm. But what we are going through was not ordained and was not put in place by any human being, but by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So you are worthy. You are worthy. Even though I don't feel worthy, even though we might feel not worthy, even though we've had a bad few hours, even though we might have kicked back, even though things may have happened through the dread of night, come to the table with us this morning. Let's link hands across the nation, across the world. Let's link hearts together. Let's link together. And let's be bold in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Let's be bold and take the bread and the wine together as Andy will break bread for us, as Don will lead us in the taking of the cup. But wherever you are, whether you're listening to this a week later, 2 years later, if the Lord tarries, whatever that may be, whether you're online now, as we break bread together, let's give him a shout, because mm-hmm. this is not put in place. This has not come around because the church within the UK has decided to put this into place. We are doing this because the scripture tells me so. Jesus said, as often as you come together in my name, we're gathered in his name. We're not gathered in the name of Elim. We're not gathered in any other denominational name. We're not gathered in the name of Andy and Don and Ben. We're gathering in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not gathering in any earthly name. We are gathering in the name that the greatest name in heaven and earth. And you are a name carrier. You are a conqueror. Mm. You have overcome because he has already gone before. So you might think that you are not worthy, like I feel a lot of the time, but that the devil is the liar. He's the father of lies. And Christ has made a way for us to take of this. So let's take this together. However we feel this morning, let's just gather together. Let's link. Let's link together across the world and say, do you know what? I thank God that I don't need Bishop's House to give me the nod on this one. I thank God I ain't got to go down the road and get a blessing from whoever he may be. Because my Bible, my word tells me. My word tells me so. My word and my word is my God. My God is my salvation. So let's gather. Yeah. Andy's going to lead us.
Can I just read this word? Then?
Yeah, Don's got a word for us before we go any further.
We don't have to sit and wonder about how we go about all this. If you're considering, you know, if you've got problems and you know, you don't know how to present them to God, it's clear here in Hebrews 4, verse 16. We've got a clear instruction. The next move, it says, so let us come boldly. I love that word, boldly, to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it. Lord, that's simply the answer. That's how simple salvation is. People go looking for something complicated, something religious, trappings and trimmings. But God has made salvation so simple, and he's made our coming to him so simple too. We can go right in to the throne of God. We don't have to send messages and hope that someone can give it to God. We come in ourselves. God says, come in boldly, boldly. He loves us. He loves the socks off us. He wants us near him. Every father wants his children near him. Lord, so we come boldly to your throne this morning together, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So amen. True. The scripture tells us so. Mm. Andy?
Yeah, Father, we just come before you with reverence, really, because of what you accomplished. Because you are God. And I just encourage people just to go and get some bread and some juice or a little bit of wine to join with us as we take the bread and the wine, remembering what Christ has done for us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And there are still some folk out there who are on the edge of believing or not believing. And Isaiah 55 says, come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat, come buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Doesn't cost you anything to come before Jesus. Doesn't cost you anything. But it does require your commitment to follow him.
Amen.
It does require you to ask Jesus to be Lord in your life. And if that's you this morning, now's the time. Now is the time. And Isaiah goes on to say, seek the Lord while he may be found.
Yes.
Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. How fantastic is that? We can come before God and he will be merciful. And just to confirm that, the word is that my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty. So that's a promise that God's word is true. God's word is all powerful. God's word changes lives. And the invitation is there for you today. And if you are a follower of Jesus and you feel that you've slipped and you've fallen away, the invitation is there. Come back to him and he will restore you. He will open his arms to welcome you back.
Amen.
He's been watching out for you. He's been longing for you to turn back to him. So come back. Just say, here I am, Lord. I'm sorry. Sorry I've let you down. And the promise is that he forgives you. And all those things that have done you've done wrong in your life, he drops them in the deepest ocean, never to be seen
again. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Drops them in there. And we are never to go fishing for them again.
We leave them.
We leave them there. So thank you, Father. We remember that great price that you paid for each one of us when we take this bread and this wine this morning. And we take the bread, and everyone join with me now as we take the bread, remembering that body broken for us, that life given up for us, so that we could be restored, made whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Yeah, I think God's got a special word for about fear this morning. And those who are frightened, those who've got old fears trying to banging on the door of their life, trying to get back in again. And God's written, I think it's 365 times in the Bible, do not fear. I think the first words the angel spoke was, do not fear. And Lord, we just want to pray for all those who are in that situation now, Lord. Lord, that you will remind them that you are always with them. Always. I know what always means. We're always saying that. I'm not much of a theologian, but I know it always means. It means you will never leave us, wherever we are, in a hospital bed, lonely, frightened in the dark, trembling over this or that or the other. Fear comes banging on the door. But Lord, you said, I am with you. I will never leave you. Lord, and that's a comfort to me, to know that there's not one single second will I live on this earth when God is not with me. That's your word, that's your promise. Lord, I just pray that for all those who are in that situation now where fears are trying to get back into their lives. But here we have the blood of Jesus. It has the power to set us free. That's what it's for. And Father God, I can't hardly say the word the blood of Jesus without putting that word precious to it, because it is precious. It's the only blood that can set us free. It's the blood that declares us innocent and sinless and holy and righteous. We got all that from you, Lord. And this is the blood that brought it to us. This is the blood that broke all the chains of sin. This is the blood that opened the doors of heaven for each one of us, sinners all come sinfulness. Father God, you wiped it all away. You wipe away every tear, every trouble. You promise that you will never leave us, not just for this life, but forever. And Lord, this is the blood that secured it all. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Washed in the blood. Washed in the blood, cleansed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time this morning. We just got 4 minutes. We just got 4 minutes. We're just resting in his presence. And wherever you are across this beautiful world today, because Christ spoke this world into being, look at the greatness of nature. Look at the greatness of the way the universe works, not because we worship nature or worship the universe, but because God said, let there be, and there was. That's the God that we serve together, the God of Israel, that's called in, spoken everything into being. Do not worry about tomorrow, for today has enough while you worry of itself. Do not worry about the clothes that you will wear. Do not worry about the food that you will eat. Have I not provided? Look at Solomon in all his splendor. But then look at the lilies of the field, how they spin. How much more precious are you to Jesus?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You are precious. You were bought with a price. The Son of the living God has nailed everything to the cross at Calvary. And we thank you this morning for joining us online this morning. And Andy is just going to share something just before we say goodbye, and may God bless you.
I just, following on from what Donnie says, there's a verse in 1 John 4 that says, perfect love drives out fear. And we also read that everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And we know that if we want to overcome in this world,
yes, Lord,
we need to accept that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
He is the Son, yes, of Lord, the living God. And that's what his word says. He who believes that Jesus is the Son of God has life.
Amen, Lord.
And overcomes. So we thank you, Father, that you sent your Son Jesus, that he is God. We thank you, Father, also that you sent your Holy Spirit. We cannot cope in this life without your Holy Spirit. We thank you. And you told your disciples to wait before they did anything. And you kept your promise, and you sent your Spirit that empowered them, that empowers us today. 2,000 plus years later, you're still carrying out your work. So we thank you. And for all those who would like a copy of God's Word.
Amen.
This is what we rely on here, around this table.
Yes.
It's God's Word. It's God's Word that we look at. And I have access to Testaments and Bibles through Good News for Everyone, formerly Gideon's UK. And if you would like a copy, just text, message, go online, and we'll get one to you.
Amen. We're there. It's that simple. Mm. We've landed. Mm. May God bless you and strengthen you. Don?
Yeah, just say, you know, I've just got it written down here. I've got to read it because God give it me. So when we say, when God says, I will never leave you or forsake you, we know it's true. When he says, come right up to my throne and ask, we know he means it. He's not playing around, he means it. And when he says he can give us rest, we know he can do that. We know he can do these things. We know he will. We know his word will not fail because he has given his oath. He's sworn and given us his oath and promised us that he will never, ever fail us. He will never leave us. He will never let us go. And even if we are surrounded by enemies, all the more, he will be with us, Lord. And that's your word. And we know the truth of it in our lives. We just thank you, Lord. Lord, bless everyone with it. Let them know. Bring that into their lives now, Father God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Sisters and brothers, wherever you are, and you are very welcome for that Holy Communion prayer. Thank you so much for joining us today. Everybody online, as we can see their messages coming through, may God bless you wherever you are. We will see you this time roughly next week around about 9:30-ish. We put the ish on the end of it, and we just thank you so much for gathering for coffee and prayer, communion together, and wherever you are across the world, whether you have watched this through live stream, wherever you are at this very moment, we pray that God will strengthen you and be with you and keep in the word of God. And thank you to all those that are listening through Buzzsprout, Spotify, and all the other means through the podcasting world that is out there. God bless. Have a great day. We will catch you very, very soon. And may the hand of the Lord be upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Elim Church Swanley's latest podcast. You can find us on Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Alexa, Mixcloud, Facebook, Instagram and YouTube.